And tell me, how did you find your way in like onto the Scary Movie 3 soundtrack and just in films in general?
Yeah, I was lucky. I actually went to, I'm a member of NARIS, which I also recommend, which is stands for National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. It's basically the people who put out the Grammys and the Grammy show. And just so everybody knows, anyone can join. You don't have to be, you don't have to have tremendous credits. What you do is, if you don't have, if you're coming up, you can join as a non-voting member and still participate in some of the NARIS functions and things that they do, and or if you have some album credits, then you can join as a voting member, and that allows you to vote and actually also attend the Grammy shows every year. So that's a pretty cool thing. But again, at one of their NARIS functions, they had a luncheon for Janet Jackson. So I actually went to say hi to Janet and just kind of hang, and ended up sitting next to a music supervisor named Frank Fitzpatrick, who had supervised films like Friday and Next Friday and Players Ball. And we basically sat in the same table, and we, I was telling him how I wanted to get into films and how do I do it. So he's like, "Well, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and let me hear some of your music." And I did, and literally from there, he a week later, he says, "Hey, the Scary Movie 3 is in production, and they're looking for hip hop tracks. Do you have anything that might fit the movie?" And so I went kind of crazy that day. I put together like 10 tracks in one day, and got him by that night. And he ended up hiring me for an entire movie.
It's a thing of being in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely, and that really was in my introduction to the people at Miramax, and then from that I could use those credits to submit music to other film companies and other supervisors, and sort of started working my reputation and becoming a credible artist and producer with music that they could license.
Okay, and since doing that in music supervision and dealing with movies, has it been a sort of different role as a music supervisor compared to being producing albums, or is it sort of like a natural progression?
I wouldn't say it's a natural progression. It's sort of, the thing is, sometimes I'm supervising and writing the music. Sometimes what happens is it's actually easier for me to come up with something than to look for it, only because of the logistics of, searching through things, especially in hip hop. It can be a little bit daunting just because so many guys have like really amazing music that you get submitted, but it's got samples, it's got, five writers on it, and maybe they can't find all the writers, so it becomes a little bit difficult to really pull together the business of it. So it's just easier for me to come up with the track and call in a rapper and say, "Hey, do you want to write to this?" And we knock it out in a day, and then it's done, and it gets submitted, and we can, we can put it in the movie. So it's still sort of, it, becomes the same job going back to, again, music production and writing. It's just that music supervision, you just sort of, you can make choices of putting other songs in there as well, and so it's all kind of locked in together.
Okay, and speaking of that, and people, the sample clearances and whatnot, how important would you say it is for artists, producers, songwriters, people who don't traditionally take care of the business? How important is it that they really, really know the business and understand it?
I say it's two answers to that. One is, I recommend if you really have no interest in getting deeper in the business, and maybe, for example, starting your own music publishing company or a music licensing company, I think having a basic understanding of, for example, when you write, make sure that all of the information of everybody you've worked with, it's available to you, that everybody at least has signed at least on the minimum a one-page agreement on the songs and who wrote what and the splits. But besides that, I would say, it's work with companies like mine, like Urban Authentic or other third-party licensing companies that can take care of the business, that can administer and do all the things that will allow you to strictly focus on your music or pitching your music to different projects, and you know, continue writing for albums as well if that's what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Kind of free up a lot of time. If you don't want to, basically, if you want to get a little sleep.
Right. Okay, and speaking of Urban Authentic, which is your company, tell me about it.
Well, Urban Authentic was started. I started Urban Authentic after Scary Movie 3 and a few other projects in there. And it kind of came about where I was getting so many different requests for urban music that had to be sample-free and, you know, without explicit lyrics. That I thought, hey, you know, I should create something with not just urban music, but that just kind of a company that really focuses on cutting edge music, whether it's urban or rock, just things that are really in the moment and mainstream, to submit to these people. And so that way it's not just sort of coming just for me, but I can also get music from friends and people who submit things to me and put great music out there. And so that was the thing of it and why it started it.